your question regarding our activities in the demographics. We were badly affected by COVID. We really were operating differently. We were using YouTube, we're using our online platforms, and it does not fully reach out. I am here admitting to you that our outreach is not balanced the way we used to. If you look at the previous year before COVID, it's a completely different picture. We do reach out and we do try to balance those demographics. Part of the plan of what we are asking for, and you can help us with that, and I would really appreciate if you could assist us. The issue of accessibility to CCMA, CCMA is a tribunal. It's not just a favor, it's a constitutional obligation. We have to be accessible as a tribunal. That's what we're expected to be in terms of Section 39 of the Constitution. But in our work, and the issue of Section 34, I think, that deals with accessibility to tribunals. Now, we have had an approach to the local government and saying, can we use your offices for people to access CCMA? They've agreed. And it was just, we just had to wait for the finishing of the local government elections because things were changing. We want to use all state entities for us to have access to our users. One of the primary objectives is that one day, when you go to a local municipality in the township, when you walk in there, there's a kiosk, there's a computer, there people can refer cases, and we can set cases down there, and then cases can be done, because South Africa is like that. We have not been in that situation. That's where we're heading. So advocacy, training, referrals, and settlement of cases must be set down everywhere in the country. As a public entity created by legislation, being part of the Department of Employment and Labor, we must be able to use state entities everywhere in the country without having to pay any extra money for that. We must have access to Wi-Fi there. We must have access to the office. It's a matter of programs, that the daily program, so that we can then run those cases almost everywhere. So that is the plan. So the demographics may be misleading now, but the picture will change as now we reopen offices and for us being able to access them. And then the issue of deviations, I'm not aware that it's high. I don't know what high means, but I accept your report. We would definitely come back and give you that that report, and I have an idea what you're referring to in as far as the deviations are concerned. And remember that deviations are not only monetary. There are non-monetary deviations that happen also. But we will be able to explain that fully. We will be glad to do so. In our next appearance, when we report on the third quarter, if you are okay with it, we can come back as you propose. We can come and report on that and give you the full report. We can even send you the report prior to us coming to the meeting so that you can have a chance to have a look at that. But we are okay to report to that as part of the third quarter report. Chairperson, I hope I've covered all the questions that have been raised for both Honourable Nkonto and Honourable Parker. Thank you very much.
No, thank you. You have. I'm not quite sure whether Honourable Nkonto is at a legacy end. Honourable Nkonto,
yes, Chair. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. No, thank you very much, Executive Director. We will maybe at an appropriate time observing the strikes. We will also consider, the committee will consider inviting you to just come and take us through of your role and the interventions you are making for the betterment, for us to understand and see if the workers are then able to go back to work, because as much as a strike is a constitutional right, but a very lengthy strike is also quite a challenge, because those workers have got dependents whom are fully dependent on them. So it is that vicious cycle, which, as we are, as I'm saying, that a strike is a constitutional right for any worker. But when it takes that long, in particular the Sibanye one, it's quite a challenging one. So we'll see, at the office of the chair, we'll see where. when we can then invite you to come and take us through.
Thank you
very much for the comment. Yes, it was in because we're at Gqeberha in the Labour Center, and it's a walking distance to CCMA just across the road. We thought that let's have an unannounced visit. And the reception we got, it was warm from the door until we agree with you, excited and shocked, because we came at the time that they were having their lunch, but they abandoned their lunch and they come, and the offices are clean. Let me say that, well kept. I hope when we come back again, because we are still going to come back, and I think my observation is that the staff is a reflection of the generational mix, gender, and race is quite impressive. I did have a chat with the young ones who asked me some difficult questions, and I had to explain to him what is transpiring in Parliament, and they appreciated that. I think we will continue. We will try by all means that towards the end of our term, we visit a number of offices, so that we're able to say Office A is not doing well in Province A in this district. I will always say I don't want members when they reflect on challenges in general, because it's not going to assist us, and it's not even going to assist the department which we want to conduct an oversight for it to improve on their service delivery to our people. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson. Excuse me, Chairperson. Because I'm running a case at the same time while I'm
presenting. No, it's fine. Yeah. Can you excuse you? Are you asking that?
Yes, Chairperson.
You may. And thank you, honourable members. I think we've come to the end of our sitting. We will then be informed of the next sitting of our meeting. Enjoy your Africa Day.
Thank you, Madam Chair.